KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The GOP-led House set to vote on impeaching Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
With Democrats solidly opposed to the impeachment effort and expected Republican absences, the GOP can afford to lose more than two of their own members on the vote. Representative Ken Buck of Colorado has already come out against the impeachment effort. A handful of other Republicans have yet to state their position. Still, leaders of the effort are confident Mayorkas will be impeached. Edwin Mora, Washington.
That voting expected to start shortly. Also at SRNnews.com, in a Michigan court, a jury four-person reads the verdict on charges of involuntary manslaughter against Jennifer Crumley.
On count one of involuntary manslaughter as to Madison Baldwin, we find the defendant guilty of involuntary manslaughter. On count two...
Guilty on a total of four counts of manslaughter. Prosecutors say that Jennifer Crumley was grossly negligent and failed to tell Oxford High School officials the family had a gun that her son Ethan Crumley had previously used at a shooting range. The shooting at the school killed four students in 2021. The 17-year-old Crumley is already serving a sentence of life without the possibility of parole. Nevada is holding its Democratic presidential primary today.
Democrats in Nevada are going to the polls 3 days after Joe Biden cruised to victory in the South Carolina primary, where he won all 55 of that state's convention delegates. On Sunday, the president held campaign events in Nevada, and yesterday he met with union workers in Las Vegas ahead of today's primary.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The Dow ahead 20 points, the NASDAQ down 50. This is SRNU. The Canadian military embraces transvestites.
The Canadian Forces Base in Borden, Ontario, is hosting drag queen bingo nights for the troops and their spouses. The Huron Club Junior Rank Mess is putting on the show, and its committee has released a statement thanking the drag queens for their, quote, extravagant performances. The Canadian Armed Forces have fully adopted the LGBT agenda, despite protest from current and former servicemen. Last summer, bases began flying the LGBT rainbow flag during June. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says he was shocked and sad to learn that King Charles has cancer.
The Prime Minister says that he is relieved that the illness has been caught early. Buckingham Palace announced on Monday evening that the King has begun outpatient treatment for an undisclosed form of cancer. It was found during his recent treatment for an enlarged prostate, but is not connected to that condition. Sunak says everyone in Britain will be willing him on and hopefully will get through this as quickly as possible. The palace says the King has suspended public engagements but will continue with state business, including weekly meetings with the Prime Minister. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prince Harry has arrived at King Charles' London residence. The King's younger son photographed being driven into Clarence House after arriving from Los Angeles. Harry quit royal duties in 2020 and moved to California with his wife, Meghan. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.